prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law.
The Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have two great interviews scheduled today. The first one with Dr. James Adams about his new book, Balance in Healthcare, something we really have lost. And then later in the show, we're going to be joined by Wes Ruff from White Oak Pastures, my favorite place to get animal protein, to talk about the tradition of turkey and some alternatives, if you're like me and you really don't like turkey. So, oh my God, that's blasphemy. It's Thanksgiving. You have to love turkey. No, I don't like it. Anyway, before we get started with today's show, of course, I have to thank our title sponsor, and that is Legendary Foods. Legendary Foods makes the best seasoned almonds, the freshest seasoned almonds you will find anywhere. They make the best flavored nut butters. They taste like they're loaded with sugar, but they have zero sugar in them. And, of course, their tasty pastry, which is the alternative to a protein bar today. The tasty pastry started out as an alternative to a Pop-Tart. It's got less than 1 gram of sugar, 20 grams of high-quality dairy protein, and typically well under 5 net carbs, if you're somebody who follows net carbs. But that's not why you'll eat them. You'll eat them because they taste delicious. They taste like you're really eating a piece of pastry. And most people love the way they taste, and the macros just are right along with that. If you go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary, you can learn about all of these great things. If you use the code SHR10, you will save 10% off of anything you order there. But if you like free stuff, who doesn't like free stuff? You can go to, you can email me at onair@superhumanradio.net when you hear the secret word during the commercial breaks. Include your mailing address and we will have Legendary Foods send you a generous care package. People are astonished by what they get. This is free. It's not a contest. You don't have to, it's not like, oh, you and 60 other people and one person gets it. Everybody who emails me the secret word, that happens during the commercial break, to onair@superhumanradio.net and includes their mailing address, will get a care package from Legendary Foods. And like this gentleman says, wow, they loaded the box with nut butters, almonds, and extra tasty pastry samples. It's all delicious. Thank you for introducing me to this brand. And the one I love the best is this picture here of Lucy and Izzy. Now morning breakfasts are easier for their parents because they think they're eating the same junk that their friends do, but they're really not. Don't tell them that it's actually healthier for them than a real Pop-Tart. So check that out and get yourself some free product. Now, without further delay, bring my guest on. Okay, there you go. Dr. James Adams, welcome to the show. How are you, sir?
Fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. In this this world of dietary zealotry, we'll call it, where people seem to go to very, very extremes with their diets, and sometimes they work because they're elimination-style diets, but you are professing that people need more balance in their diet, correct?
Correct. People need to be more careful about what they eat and need to stop listening to a lot of the nonsense that's coming from the food industry.
Sounds like you're having some work done at the house today.
What was that?
I said, sounds like you're having some work done at your home. Wow.
Yeah, some workers here.
Is there any way for them to... I mean, it's going to be a very difficult interview. It's going to be a very difficult interview if they're doing that in the background.
let me ask my wife to tell them to stop.
Yeah, just for a little while, you know, just for a little while. Maybe there's some other task that doesn't require heavy equipment.
Okay. Yeah, well, she's going to go ask them to stop with their noise making.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see what happens.
Thank you. But anyway, so let's talk about the book. The book is called, we'll put it up here. The book is called Balance in Healthcare. People can learn more about it by going to shrnetwork.biz/balance. So why this book? What's in this book that you feel is important for people to grasp when it comes to nutrition?
Well, number one, we way overemphasize protein in our diets. Most Americans are eating two or three times more protein than we really need. And protein at very high levels is actually bad for your kidneys. We know that from the clinical trials that have been done of high-protein diets.
But wait a minute. I have to challenge you on that, because we've had those authors on the show, and it was only people whose kidneys were already compromised. Since then, Dr. Jose Antonio from ISSN and others have done well-done studies overfeeding protein, and there were no deleterious effects on kidney function. So
it depends on your health in general. You know, if you've got diabetes, your kidney function is going down already. But if you're in really great shape and you're drinking plenty of fluids, maybe a high protein diet isn't so bad for
you. Right. And I think it's very individualized. When we start getting into some of these things, there is an amount of individuality that happens in there. But okay, so we focus too much on protein, and a lot of times we don't get enough of the stuff that grows out of the ground. So talk about that. You know, I read an interesting passage in your press release, where you point out that, I guess in chapter 5 of your book, you point out that, some flavonoids actually stimulate reactive oxygen species, and that we don't want that, do we, or do we want that?
Well, it depends. You know, for instance, when you exercise, you're stimulating reactive oxygen species in your body, throughout your body,
right?
And we need a certain number of a certain amount of reactive oxygen species every day, and hydrogen peroxide every day, because that helps stimulate our defense mechanisms in our body and helps keep us healthy.
And this is a good point, because a lot of people may not realize this, but ROS actually will destroy young tumors. Reactive oxygen species has a place when managing tumor growth. And in fact, it was a study we talked about 8 or 9 years ago on the show that showed that growth hormone and IGF-1 both suppress ROS and increase growth of tumors. So it's a push-pull. Mm-hmm. They actually do both. Where ROS by itself would actually suppress the growth of a tumor. So that's fascinating. Yeah. What else could people learn in your book, Jim?
Well, it's important to start eating more fruit, because fruit is high in vitamin B9, folate, and most people don't get enough, especially as they age. We also need to eat more green vegetables, because you have vitamin B3 nicotinamide, as well as folate, vitamin B9 in those green leafy vegetables. And those vegetables are essential for our brains. You know, those vitamins are essential for our brains, especially in prevention of Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease.
Now, you can't get those anywhere else but in those green leafy vegetables?
Of course you can get them in other places, but when we overstress the use of meat in our diets, actually what we're doing is we're adding fat to our diets, because people won't eat meat if it doesn't have fat in it, you know? Mm-hmm. That's why people won't eat buffalo meat, because it doesn't have enough fat in it. But if you put beef fat into your buffalo meat, then people will eat the buffalo. So, you know, we're way over getting too much fat in our diets. Bacon is like 80-90% fat. Cheeseburgers can be 60-70% fat. And the fat is not good for us, especially if we're sedentary.
Right, because it's a very, very dense macronutrient. So you can put on calories pretty quickly by eating a lot of fat. I agree with you about the fat consumption. We from an evolutionary perspective, we seek out fat because when starvation was a real possibility, the body knew that fat was high in macronutrients. In calories, very dense in calories. Mm-hmm. And so fat was something that you could eat and it would help you sustain life, until you found healthier choices of food. So I agree with you that, manufacturers of, processed foods use salt and fat specifically, to make people want to eat the entire bag or the entire box. Would you agree with that mm-hmm. statement?
Definitely. During World War II, the food industry had to work very hard to make food palatable to the soldiers, to make them eat enough to keep going. And so they learned to use the flavor enhancers, corn syrup and salt and so on, to get people to eat more food. And after the war was over, essentially those foods became weaponized against us, and now we're being bombarded by all these fast foods that taste so great and you can't get enough of them. But, we're becoming obese, our whole country.
Yes. In fact, there's an article was just published and this is staggering. The average gross domestic product increases around 3% per year under any administration, presidential administration. And that's pretty much expected, 3% per year. By 2060, it is predicted that obesity will cost America just over 3% of the GDP, which means that by 2060, the gross domestic product increases will be wiped out by managing obesity in this country. And, we can't have this honest discussion. When we want to, I used to be 330 pounds. I am a card carrying and fat person. So I can, and I never wanted to be fat and I didn't like being fat and I changed things for myself. But with that being said, people love to talk about, if you talk about fat people, you're fat shaming. We're not allowed to talk about the honest truth here that obesity is destroying our country financially. It threatens our sovereignty. It threatens production. But you're not allowed to talk about it because someone will become insulted that they were fat.
Yeah, we're spending 20% of our gross national product on healthcare right now. And when I was a kid back in the 60s, we were spending 5% of our gross national product. So despite the fact that our healthcare has become so much better, we're becoming sicker and sicker. We're spending 20% of our gross national product on healthcare, which is ridiculous. And I've talked to several pharmaceutical company executives about that, and they say, that's great. In fact, we could spend 25%, and that would be fine. And to me, that means we're just very sick. But the pharmaceutical company executives are happy about that.
Yes, there is noise in the background, Peter. It's not just yours. I don't know where it's coming from right now, but there is some noise coming from Dr. Adams' side. I don't know what
it's quiet here.
No, I know. I think it's just line noise or something. Your microphone may be picking it up. It's okay. So let's talk about some of the xeno agents in our food today. Things like glyphosate, paraquat, all sorts of chemical herbicides and pesticides that people are literally eating every day. This is one of the big concerns to me. I mean, I buy organic. How important is it to buy organic if you're going to start really upping your intake of things that grow out of the earth?
Well, I've been vegetarian for 46 years, and I don't really worry too much about organic. I will eat organic if it's not too expensive. But there is a serious concern that paraquat is probably a cause of Parkinson's disease, and who knows what else it's doing. So it makes sense to for our farmers to grow organic. But of course, with organic, it pushes the cost way up because now the bugs and other things are eating the food.
You know, it's funny. I buy organic potatoes, and a lot of people don't like organic potatoes because they have little root buds. They start sprouting in the bag, and that's actually how you can tell that it's not a modified, chemically modified potato, because companies like McDonald's and other fast food restaurants pay a lot of money to get these potatoes that don't have the little eye. My mother used to call them eyes. We used to cut them out. But that then when they start to sprout, and actually, if you're buying potatoes that you can leave in your cupboard for weeks and they don't start to sprout, I wouldn't eat that potato. What do you think of that?
You know, in a way, I agree with you. It's best to have food that really is nutritional, and by making food that is more quiescent than alive. I would wonder about the nutritional value. The other thing to remember is that potato skins, when they're alive, you know, with the eyes coming out and all that, they contain a lot of solanine, which is toxic. And so it's best to skin those potatoes, not eat the potato skins. Or if you're going to eat them, you know, cook them enough to destroy that solanine. So,
right.
You know, there are a number of things to consider here.
Yeah, raw. I have always heard that raw potatoes, because of the skin, are not good to eat. That a lot of people get horrible digestive responses if they eat raw potatoes.
Yes.
One of the Taylor C says non-organic oats have the highest level of glyphosate. I only eat organic oats, but I only eat organic everything except some things that, if you go to the Environmental Working Group's website and look for the Clean 15 and the Dirty Dozen, they show you what you can not have to buy organic, like, for instance, avocado, because they have a skin that protects them. Bananas, you don't have to buy them organic because they have a skin that protects them. But there are some things, citrus fruit, apples, they tend to be. And then, of course, anything that uses wheat, because Monsanto taught farmers this little trick. We've talked about it for at least a decade. Howard Vlieger sent me a couple pages from his book as a farmer that was provided by Monsanto. So one of the biggest problem for farmers who grow wheat is called synchronizing the crop. You may have an acre of wheat, and only 60% of it is mature enough to harvest. If you wait for the other 40%, the 60% will be beyond harvest, so you lose. So it's real hard to coordinate when to harvest. But what Monsanto found out is non-genetically modified wheat to be resistant to glyphosate. When you spray the whole crop, it synchronizes in 3 days because impending doom makes plants hurry up and mature. We see this even in cannabis growth. Stress makes the plant mature faster because it thinks, oh, if I don't finish my evolutionary job, I'm going to die without contributing to more of my plant species. So they taught the farmers to spray glyphosate on the entire crop, wait 4 days, and harvest it. So that means that they are harvesting wheat after they've slathered it with this chemical, and then you have bread made out of it, and you have this. It's a horrible, horrible thing. It's not done in Europe. A lot of people go to Italy and they go, oh, I ate the pasta and I didn't feel sick from it. It's because the pasta that's made here in the United States is probably slathered with glyphosate. Have you seen any of this information?
No, that's the first I've ever heard of that.
Yeah, we've talked about it for a long time on the show. It's fascinating when you realize that. But yes, it is a very, very dangerous thing to do. And it shows that, you know, the consideration of the population eating this stuff isn't really come into the picture at all. It's all about production. So what else will people learn in your book that you think is essential today? I know you talk a little bit about oxygen utilization. Why don't you touch on that?
Well, we all need oxygen to survive, that's for sure. We also need to figure out how to keep our bodies in balance so that our body will detoxify the reactive oxygen species, the hydrogen peroxide, use them correctly, and not harm us.
And so you point out that dioxide is in the environment. But what role does dioxide play in delivering oxygen to tissue? Any?
Yeah, I mean, it gets into mitochondria and is involved in the whole energy scheme in mitochondria, ATP production and all that. And it also is converted into hydrogen peroxide, which turns out to actually be an essential signaling molecule in cells. But, you know, at a certain level, when you get too much hydrogen peroxide, then it becomes toxic. It damages your DNA. But at low levels, there are actually pores that transmit the hydrogen peroxide signals, and it keeps your cell in balance.
Yeah, there are people who espouse actually taking small amounts of hydrogen peroxide. I think it's dangerous because you could destroy the microbiome in your gut.
Yeah, don't do that. You know, yeah, you want to. Hydrogen peroxide is corrosive. If you're taking it in your mouth, don't do that.
Right. No, I agree. I agree. So you mentioned chloroplasts. I always thought that chloroplasts only favored plants. Do humans get something from the chloroplast offered by plants?
I mean, chloroplasts make the proteins and other compounds that plants have. So, you know, by eating plants, we're getting the benefit of those chloroplasts.
So do chloroplasts actually help people? Like, do they do something magical for the human being, the human condition?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Talk a little bit about enzymes. The major enzyme system of the body is the P450 cytochrome enzyme cascade in the liver.
Well, that's certainly important in drug metabolism and the metabolism of a lot of the fats in the body. That helps you get rid of all those drugs that your doctor wants you to take and your pharmacist wants you to take. And, you know, so they are important. Most humans, if we're not taking drugs, we don't have a lot of cytochrome P450, especially in our livers. But, you know, your doctor and your pharmacist want you to take those drugs, so they're constantly giving them to you, as if they could prevent diseases. And I keep telling people, you know, if you're on a drug for the rest of your life, you're going to have toxicity from that drug. So I don't recommend it unless you really absolutely must have it.
The CDC's own statistics show that over 800,000 people a year die simply by taking their prescribed medication as prescribed. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. astonishing. I mean, we just came out of a pandemic. I mean, 800,000 people a year is a lot. That's significant. But yet the medical orthodoxy just kind of goes, well, it's just, you know, part of the deal.
That's right. Well, and you know, 100,000 of those deaths are from opioids that people are taking for their pain. And opioids, once you get addicted to them, the opioids actually make the pain worse. It's called opioid-induced hyperalgesia.
Right.
And we're taught that aspirin, ibuprofen, naproxen, acetaminophen are all very safe and we should be using them all the time. Actually, about 55,000 people a year die from those dangerous drugs. They cause ulcers, heart attack, and stroke. And, you know, we're being brainwashed. We're being taught by the FDA and so on that drugs are safe and that we can believe our doctors and our pharmacists. And you know, it's an addictive behavior. We become addicted to the pharmacist and the doctor just as much as we're addicted to the drugs they give us.
Well, and one of the things that isn't discussed about opioids, except when it opioid-induced constipation is something, but what people don't realize that it's not the constipation that's the problem. Opioids reduce the effectiveness and the ability of ghrelin, which is a gastric prokinetic the body produces on its own. And it's what makes gut motility happen. It's what makes the food travel through the stomach as it's being digested. And opioids, they suppress the production of ghrelin, and they also inhibit the uptake of many nutrients. So even if you have an appetite and you're using opioids, you're not absorbing a lot of the food that you're eating, because the whole absorption process depends on ghrelin's action to increase gut motility. But all we focus on is, oh, well, just take stool softeners. You know, you've got opioid-induced constipation. Just take a stool softener. That's not fixing the problem. It's actually probably making the problem worse.
Maybe. You know, and the other thing is that very few of us actually eat enough fruit. We should be eating 3 or 4 pieces of fruit a day. And I doubt, you know, many people take that much fruit. I do. I eat plenty of fruit every day. And, you know, that helps soften your stool and helps help you see with regularity.
Right. We're going to go into a break, and we're going to move Dr. Adams back just for a second, because before we go into this break, I have an announcement to make on behalf of Amazon. They have a new podcast that they're producing. And if you're a big fan of football, there's a show coming out on Amazon Music, excuse me, called The Tom and Hawk Football Show. It happens twice a week. It's hosted by NFL veterans Joe Thomas and Andrew Hawkins. It's your one stop for NFL stories, serious laughs, a touch of bromance, and of course, updates on all of your NFL games. Between the two of them, Tom and Hawk have 10 Pro Bowl selections, all Joes, and 2 college degrees, both Andrews. But together they are a dynamite team. They give you an insider's look at what's going on at the NFL. You can watch, you can listen to them Mondays and Wednesdays. That's right, Mondays and Wednesdays, by going to Wondery, WONDERY.FM. And then after that, /THS_superhumanradio. And I'm going to put that up here in just a second, as soon as I can find it. And we're going to play a real quick clip of their show so you can hear it. And then you'll decide whether or not you want to tune in. Here, listen.
Football fans, get ready to celebrate, because we are back!
Yeah, Joe, hold on. They don't really know who we are, so us being back doesn't make a whole lot of sense, man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, Hawk, let me start over.
I'm Joe Thomas.
He went to 10 straight consecutive Pro Bowls in the NFL as an offensive lineman.
And he's redundant Andrew Hawkins. He played 7 years in the NFL, and he's probably my best friend in the whole wide world, in spite of his poor grammar.
That's irrelevant, but look, people, we used to host a podcast, and now we're back. Still hosting a podcast, but better, because now we're going to give you football faster.
That's right. The Tom and Hawk Football Show is now on Amazon Music, and every Monday we're doing a mini-cast breaking down the latest in the NFL with 5 stories in just 10 minutes.
And then on Wednesdays, we'll slow it down a little to have some fun.
Yeah, it might get a little weird, but in a good way.
I used to do a little shot of bourbon before these, and it really used to bring out the funny in me, so maybe I got to get back to it.
I get to look at you and your beautiful face and your beautiful studio.
You know what, Joe? I have my mask here in my home studio, which I wouldn't typically put it on, but I don't want to recatch what the Chiefs have, which is being very, very bad at football. What can Aaron Rodgers do that Kyler Murray can't do? Ride a roller coaster. I get it, okay? He's not the tallest guy in the world.
You were the first very, very, very short person to successfully make it in the NFL. You did the same thing, so I feel like you're more of a trailblazer than he is.
Yeah, I set the pace for Kyler Murray. I crawled so Kyler Murray can walk, okay?
Every Wednesday night, every Thursday after the game, we usually get together and have a meal or have a few drinks, and it usually turns into debauchery, which is a lot of fun.
And I don't care what you say, because you're old time and you like vets.
Plus, I don't want to get my house TP'd living in Wisconsin. Just tell me who's going to win and we'll move on and we can just close this podcast out. No.
You were walking around like, you know, someone had given you a wedgie in the bathroom.
Man,
and
I was
like,
sweating out.
My last year, I basically packed my bag, showed up at the New England Patriots facility unannounced. Yes. It was like, hey, I'll take whatever you give me if you let me get one of those rings you got in there.
Yeah. Peyton, I appreciate your humor, as always. I appreciate that you want me. That really gives me a lot of warm and fuzzies, but I'm not going to be able to poop on my GM's desk. Because guys like you, Hawk, would take advantage of it. Because you'd go out and get hammered and go out with your buddies all night and call in the morning. Oh, I'm so sick. I can't come in. Me and Johnny Manziel, Z and the wife got the flu. Can I just sleep it off in bed today? No. They want to see your ass in the building to prove that you're actually sick. You're not just hungover. People like me a little bit in Cleveland because I actually signed autographs for fans when I saw them in the mall and took pictures with people unlike you.
We'll also make some predictions, which typically don't go well for me. I like fun, and I don't mind being wrong. I'm going to say the Cardinals go undefeated. 17-0. I'll be the first idiot to say it out loud.
That's Tombstone.
Watch, they're going to lose on Thursday Night Football.
I was doing local radio in Milwaukee and Madison, and I was like, keep your eye on this guy, Matt LaFleur. The Joe Thomas theory of winning a Super Bowl, got to have a great quarterback.
This is going to be a controversial one that I'm going to get beaten the head about on Twitter.
Our Hall of Fame quarterback that falls off of a tree like an Aaron Rodgers who might get traded to Tennessee in the offseason. I don't know. You heard it here first.
Follow the Tom and Hawk Football Show on Amazon Music for the exclusive.
So, yeah, follow the Tom and Hawk Football Show on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts, or you can go to http://Wondery, WONDERY.FM/THS_SuperHumanRadio, and check them out. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more. Stay with us. Is there something interfering with your happiness or ability to achieve your goals? BetterHelp can help. They will assess your needs and match you with a licensed therapist. This is not a self-help or crisis line. It's professional counseling done securely online. They have a broad range of experts and are available worldwide without having to wait in an uncomfortable waiting room. Get the help you need and start living a happier life today. Go to shrnetwork.biz/betterhelp. That's better, H-E-L-P, and receive 10% off your first month of counseling when you use the code SHR. Redcon One's new BAR bar is the ultimate soft-baked protein-packed snack bar, powered by peanut butter. Perfect for while on the go to help curb hunger or sneaky sweet tooth cravings. With 20 grams of protein, use as a meal replacement bar or when you're in need of a high-protein snack. Eat a Redcon One bar as a midday snack or for fuel before an intense training session. Go to shrnetwork.biz/Redcon1 and use the code SHR25 and save 25% off these delicious bars today. Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastries. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot fudge sundae. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today. Allostatic. Have you been struggling to achieve results in the gym? Trouble sleeping through the night? Overwhelmed with stress or anxiety? Look no further than Infiniwell supplements. They have designed products to address specific needs like muscle growth, hormone balance, sleep, and anxiety from the first use. Infiniwell helps you live well. Go to shrnetwork.biz/bewell. That's BEWELL and use code SHR20 and start living well today. Knoll Creek Hemp Company's Delta 8 soft chews are the premier Delta 8 product on the market today. Knoll Creek's Delta 8 is produced from high quality hemp derived CBD oil, and soft chews are manufactured using proprietary nano emulsification technique that ensures the Delta 8 soft chew will timely deliver the desired effects cleanly and consistently from piece to piece. In a space where at least 70% of the products fail to meet label claims and where most users of conventional hemp products are left disappointed, Knoll Creek's Delta 8 soft chews are a product you can trust. Visit shrnetwork.biz/delta8. That's D-E-L-T-A and the number 8. And use the code SHR20 to get 20% off your first order today. Being superhuman means being conscientious about the choices we make. White Oak Pastures is superhuman when it comes to raising livestock. They're committed to animal welfare, land regeneration, and rural revival. They responsibly manage the entire process from the pasture to your doorstep. High quality, pasture raised, great tasting meat from a farm you can trust. Full nose to tail selections. They even have options for your pet. Go to shrnetwork.biz/white oak and use the code SUPERHUMAN to save 10% off your entire first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. James Adams about his book. I'll put the book back up again for those of you who want to learn more about it. It's called Balance in Healthcare. And the website to go to read more about it is shrnetwork.biz slash the word balance, B-A-L-A-N-C-E. So, getting back to this book, do you hope healthcare providers actually read the book as well?
That's the whole point, because in the old days, and I'm talking prior to 1960, everybody knew what balance was. Everybody lived in balance. When you live in balance, your body heals itself, and you don't need to go to the doctor. But these days, nobody knows what balance is anymore. We're all being told, it's okay to be obese. Your doctor will take care of you. And I keep trying to tell people, if you live in balance, you will heal yourself. You don't need the doctor and the pharmacist.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. And now there's a lot of elimination diets out there. Autoimmune disorders are rampant in our country today. And a lot of people turn to the vegan diet. But autoimmune disorders seem not to go away with the vegan diet. And there are people out there who are promoting the notion that some of the plants we eat may actually be stimulating autoimmunity, because these people have impaired guts to begin with. And some of these plant proteins are making it into the bloodstream, and they look very similar, let's say, to thyroid or chondrocytes in the joints, and the body goes and attacks them. Do you have any opinions on that? Have you seen that? Are you familiar with that?
Well, certainly with celiac sprue, they seem to have a gluten problem. And certainly with some of the autoimmune, like Crohn's disease, there seems to be some leakiness to the gut, which is not going to be a good thing. And, you know, what is leaking into the gut that's bad, or leaking out of the body into the gut that's good, we still don't really know. It's all kind of up in the air, trying to figure out what's going on. Trying to blame it on plants, it's hard to say. You know, maybe it depends on the person.
Yeah, could be. It could be, obviously. There are you familiar with Dr. Sean Baker? He first appeared on my show in 2014. Do you know who he is, the carnivore? The guy who started this whole carnivore movement. So there's a movement out there today called carnivore, where you only eat animal, whether it's chicken and fish and meat and eggs, limited dairy, very, very limited dairy. And there are people who have been following his carnivore diet for as little as a year, and their rheumatoid arthritis is going away, or their eczema is going away. So obviously, diet is very, very individual, obviously.
Well, we know from the traditional diet, you know, ancient men certainly did not eat all meat. It was a highly varied diet, fruit, vegetables, meat. So it wasn't just, you know, it's like there's one diet that claims that you have to eat 5 pounds of raw grass-fed beef every day. And, you know, if you do that, you're going to die.
I don't know. Let me challenge you with something. We didn't eat plants in the wintertime, and clearly during the 40,000 years of ice age, we didn't eat any plants.
Well, during the ice age, there are times when plants grow and times when plants don't grow. And people figured out how to keep the plant products during the winter. So, for instance, here in California, the Indians would collect acorns. They'd have acorns all winter long. And acorns were regarded as God's gift to help us survive the winter, because frequently during the winter, all they had to eat was acorns.
Well, an animal. They hunted, too.
And the problem is during the winter, there aren't many animals around. And when you're living in balance, you know that there are times to hunt and times not to hunt.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Very interesting. Let's plug the book one more time here. The book is called Balance in Healthcare, and you can learn more about it at shrnetwork.biz/balance. What's the takeaway you want the clinicians and lay people to take away from this interview today, Dr. Adams?
I want them to start teaching their patients how to live a healthy lifestyle, live in balance. And that way we can decrease this 20% of our gross national product being spent for healthcare. People can live healthy, happy lives. You know, all you have to do is eat a good balanced diet, keep yourself thin and strong, exercise daily, an hour or so every day, and you can be healthy. You can reverse diabetes, you can reverse arthritis, you can reverse heart disease.
Yeah, I agree. These
are things that we've known since the Framingham studies back in the 1980s.
Yeah. I want to thank you for taking time to be on the show, and I hope the book is a great success.
Thank you, sir.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Wes Ruff from White Oak Pastures, and we're going to be talking about alternatives to turkey and pastured turkey, and we're going to talk about turkey. You know, turkey became a tradition in 1863, and they were eating wild turkeys back then. As a hunter, I've eaten wild turkey. Ew, nah, I don't like it. The breast meat is dark. It's not the white meat that we have become accustomed to with the type of turkey we have today. But I'm quite bored with turkey entirely. I just don't even look forward to turkey. Thanksgiving, Christmas, everybody in the family does, but it's not my thing. So we're going to talk about turkey, and we're going to talk about alternatives to turkey. So just stay with us for a couple more minutes, and we will be right back with more Superhuman Radio. If there is one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powering over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about a new magnesium product I've been taking now called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced. With all 7 forms of magnesium, I was able to arrange an amazing deal for my audience, and I guarantee it's the best deal available on this product. Seriously, with volume discounts combined with our custom 10% coupon code SHR10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. And I promise that this deal is only available on this specific website, magbreakthrough.com/SHR. You won't find that deal on Amazon or even on the company's own website. Go to magbreakthrough.com/SHR and use code SHR10 to save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. I would easily say that I am the hugest proponent you will ever meet to doing anything that will improve the quality of my sleep. And that's because sleep is linked to just about every metabolic disorder we see in our population today. One of the easiest things you can do to improve the quality of your sleep is to get a pillow that can be shaped into the exact form factor that allows you to get your best night's sleep. And that is my pillow. I've been sleeping with my pillow for a few years now, and I can tell you that when I have to travel and stay in hotels, I don't get a good night's sleep because I don't have my pillow with me. Right now, you can save up to 60% off of everything offered to improve the quality of your sleep at shrnetwork.biz/mypillow when you use the code SHR. Or you can call toll-free 800-889-4938. And remember to use code SHR to save up to 60% off of everything at their website. Allostatic.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Every day, there's a new wellness trend. Eat that. Do this. Avoid those. How do you know where to start or who to trust? Inside Tracker helps you cut through the noise by analyzing your blood, your DNA, your lifestyle, and your fitness tracker to provide you with a science-backed, trackable action plan on how to live, age, and perform better. Personalized one-size-fits-one recommendations to help you optimize you. For a limited time, Inside Tracker is offering Superhuman Radio listeners 25% off the entire store. Go to SHR.com. HRnetwork.biz/insidetracker, InsideTracker, to save 25% off. Change begins on the inside.
I want to introduce you to Talpatch, a heavily researched patented wearable device that provides immediate and long-lasting health benefits. Talpatch's nanocrystals convert your body heat into light of specific therapeutic frequencies that optimize your central nervous system. The health benefits of Talpatch include relief from chronic pain, better sleep, increased focus, reduced stress, improved athletic performance, and more. Discover what it can do for you by visiting shrnetwork.biz/Talpatch. That's T-A-O-P-A-T-C-H. Use code SHR for your superhuman discount today.
Being superhuman means being conscientious about the choices we make. White Oak Pastures is superhuman when it comes to raising livestock. They're committed to animal welfare, land regeneration, and rural revival. They responsibly manage the entire process from the pasture to your doorstep. High-quality, pasture-raised, great-tasting meat from a farm you can trust. Full nose-to-tail selections. They even have options for your pet. Go to shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak and use the code SUPERHUMAN to save 10% off your entire first order.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hey, welcome back. We're joined by Wes Ruff over at White Oak Pastures. How you doing, Wes?
I'm good, Carl. How are you?
Good, good, good. Welcome to the show. Everybody else has been on the show at least once, so it's your turn now. So, I don't know how you feel about turkey, but it's by far not my favorite thing. I learned that in 1863, President Lincoln, when he created Thanksgiving, the holiday, the national holiday, chose the turkey because it is exclusively an American bird. You won't find turkeys, maybe now you will, but back then you didn't find turkeys anywhere else but in the United States. And so they said, this is going to be the tradition. People are going to eat turkey. Thank God he didn't say skunk. You know what I mean? Because, hey, skunk, we're going to make skunk the national. But I've eaten wild turkey. Have you eaten wild turkey?
I've not been out hunting and had straight wild turkey like you have, no.
It's not a good taste. It's first of all, all of it's dark meat. The breast is dark meat, just like the thighs and everything else. And it's sinewy. You know, it's got like lots of, tendon and ligament in the flesh and stuff. And it's just not, it's not something you sit down and go, man, I can't wait to eat some turkey like you do a ribeye, you know? Me and my buddies, we shoot turkey and use it for coyote bait because the coyotes will come and eat it. And you want to get rid of the coyotes on your land because they're killing the deer and the bunny and all that other stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, sure. Are you a fan of turkey?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I've been eating White Oak Pastures turkey for almost since I discovered that that was an option. It's been a while. Typically what I do here at my house is, you know, turkey is a very, very lean product in general, and a pasture-raised turkey is certainly no exception. But one thing I've enjoyed doing over the past couple of years in particular is just smoking it. I'll smoke it for 14 hours before we serve it to our guests. And I have been very pleased with those results. I like to make my own, not a glaze, but a sauce using a little red wine and some other things and season it and coat the outside of it and baste it frequently. And, the real person to tell me whether or not that's good at all is going to be my wife.
Right.
And, as long as I make a fan out of my wife, I always feel hit the bullseye.
So yeah. I'm going to tell you a secret, and nobody does it.
Okay.
So I learned about 5 years ago to take the skin off the turkey before cooking it. Now, this is counterintuitive, right? People are like, no, you got to leave the skin on.
Right.
But
here's
what I figured out. When you're basting that turkey for hours – And it's got skin on it. Just imagine the turkey's got a raincoat on and you're basting the raincoat. It's not getting into the meat. When I started pulling the skin off of the turkey, and what you can do is you can slice it up the breast and you can peel it back and let it fold around the sides if you want to keep the skin. But then I baste and I inject the juice right into the breast as it's cooking. And it's the most tender, delicious, flavorful turkey. And I can't get anybody else to try it because they're afraid they're going to ruin their turkey. They're like, oh, I'm not doing this. He must be playing a trick on me. He wants me to ruin my turkey. But if you peel the skin back and baste the breast for 3 hours, 4 hours, you'll never keep the skin on the turkey ever again.
Huh. You know, I've never tried that, but on your recommendation, I will.
Oh, but Catherine's going to want to kick me in the head. She's going to say, I don't like this turkey. Whose idea was this? Yeah, so.
No, I think she'd be fine with that. We're always into trying some new things here and there, you know.
Yeah, and so so I have a beautiful 25-pound turkey, thanks to the folks over at White Oak Pastures that we're going to be serving this year. And
excellent.
And I got to tell you two stories. First of all, my turkey was still alive about 4 days before I got it. That's fresh.
Yeah.
I had Natalie post that on Instagram. You don't know what fresh is until you're getting turkey from White Oak Pasture. So, number one. Number two, before White Oak Pasture became the sponsor for animal protein on this show, we had another company. I'm not going to mention their names because I'm not going to hurt any feelings or bash anybody. But
sure.
When I used to, we had part cash, part trade, just like we do with White Oak. You guys pay some dollars mm-hmm. and you give me some food. Whenever I would order my meat from them, they'd put me on the back of the list. They go, oh, well, we gotta fill all of the paying customers' orders before we fill yours. And I thought to myself, wait, I am paying. Like we said, instead of giving me this money in cash, you're going to give me part of it in food. So technically I'm mm-hmm. paying. It never sat right with me. Now here's the difference. White Oak, they jumped through hoops. They look at this turkey, right? The first turkey got lost, right? It's somewhere in Georgia or someplace. Right. Where would it end up? In North Carolina or something like that?
It ended up in Memphis, Tennessee, thanks to our prior carrier.
There you go. So what does West do? They process a turkey and get it out to me virtually overnight. That, you know, customer service is really tested when the relationship you have with the customer is special and mm-hmm. you still treat them like a customer. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And I didn't get that with the previous company at all. They made me feel like they were doing me a favor by sending me some ground beef here and there and stuff like that. But White Oak Pastures, I mean, it's amazing what you did to get me another turkey in time for this, because we cook a meal early for Elisa's stepdad is what we do, because he's shut in. He's an ex-farmer, and he doesn't get around much at all. So I want to thank you on the air for that and tell the my listeners that they will jump through and raise heaven and earth to get you what you ordered. It's just a wonderful feeling.
Well, you know, we thank you very much. That's very kind of you to say. And I think, I agree with you. I certainly wouldn't want to cast any shade on anybody you were dealing with prior. I mean, everybody's got their own set of struggles. I can tell you, my wife and I have been working with White Oak Pastures now. This year, March the 1st of this year. Now, we've had longstanding relationships with Will Harris and Jenny Harris that go years and years back. And one thing that always stood out to me about White Oak Pastures, which is another reason why I'm very excited to be working with them, is all the way back to when Will Harris and I and Jenny Harris and I, when we were just friends and we would talk, the values and the ethics of both of the owners of White Oak Pastures were very clearly communicated. It was clear that it wasn't just, we're not just trying to have a business. We're not just trying to set things up. We're not just trying to be a leader in this space. It's that these people actually want to make a difference in the world at large. And we firmly believe, as the business has grown, that to your point, the customer service focus has to be just a big piece of what it's got to be the biggest piece of what we do. When you get right down to it at the end of the day, I know a lot of people say that business isn't personal, but that's not true.
Right.
All business is based on relationships. All business is going to be personal no matter what you have to do. And in your case, when you communicated to us that, the importance of receiving your product box at a good time to take care of another family member, That's what we do every day anyway. That's where our hearts really are. Now, we are, you know, we're people, we've made mistakes, but we really work hard to learn from them and grow from them. And we are, I mean, it was an entire team of people that came together to make this work happily for you and your wife and her stepfather. And we were frankly thrilled that it did. So
yeah, no. And
thank
the bird,
you again for that.
And by far, this is the biggest turkey I have ever cooked, by far. It's 25 pounds.
Nice.
It was like, Elisa said to me, that's the biggest turkey I've ever seen. And it really is. I mean, it's really, it's huge. What if people don't want turkey anymore, Wes? Do you have any favorites that you like to alternate?
Yeah,
turkey?
I mean, I think, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you didn't cut me off.
I think that, you know, if you take a look at Thanksgiving as a meal, it's typically pretty traditional. It's a traditional meal. So when I think about Thanksgiving, over the years, I've been in the meat business for about 28 years. And, of course, you're going to run into people that are no longer interested in eating a turkey. Over the years, some of the things that I've suggested, you've got certain beef items you can do. You can do a bottom round roast or a rump roast. And when there's a light sear on the outside of that meat and they're cooked at the right temperature and you slice it thin, it will easily pair with any Thanksgiving offering you might have from the standpoint of a side. Another popular roast would be like a boneless pork loin roast, a delicious roast. And we have heritage pork on the farm, and it's just a boneless pork loin roast. Again, when it's cooked to the right temperature, it's got a great flavor profile. There are all sorts of things that you can do if you want to kind of skirt that option and move into something else. You've got something like guinea hens. Guinea hens typically are smaller, so if you don't want to do turkey this year, but you want to still have a poultry option, try a guinea hen. Right. They're wild. I mean, we raise them on the farm, but they're pasture raised. They are delicious.
Right.
And if you're feeding three or four people and you don't want to spend 60, 70 bucks on a turkey, well, give a guinea hen a shot. It won't let you down. It's a good product.
Really? I have a great recipe for pork loin. And then I want to ask you to explain what heritage pigs are. So you take the pork loin, you slice it, you slice a pocket into it. You know, you make three slices so you can open it up. And then you take Italian sausage out of the casing, and you take apricots and some seasoning, whatever seasonings you like, rosemary and stuff like that, and you knead it all together, and you load that pocket up with it. And then you tie it off and you put it in the oven. Oh, man, it's not between the apricots, because the apricots get gooey. The Italian sausage has its own spices in it. And when you slice it, it looks like a cookie with a star in the center of filling. It's so freaking good. It's amazing. Yeah.
Right.
So what?
Oh, that sounds great.
What are heritage hogs as opposed to the pink hogs that they raise in commercial farms?
Okay, basically with White Oak Pastures, the type of species that we have on the farm, we've selected based on how they will work with the natural environment, with the cycles of nature. And so currently we actually offer two types of pork. We have heritage pork, which is very similar to what you might find in a store like Whole Foods Market.
Mm-hmm.
These animals, again, are raised on our farm and processed on the farm just like everything else is. We also offer, and this is something I'm particularly proud of. I'm proud of everything we do, but we have Iberian pork, which is tough to get in the United States.
That's the Italian horse. That's the stuff they make the prosciutto out of and the capicola out of. Yeah, right.
Oh, yes, they do. And that stuff will just melt in your mouth. Yeah. It's amazing. But, you know, it's very – in the case of Iberian pork, if you were to compare Iberian and heritage, you've got a couple of different things going on here. The heritage pork, like I said, is going to be more accustomed to that flavor profile and that type of fat content. Again, like they might see in a store like Whole Foods Market. With Iberian pork is known for being fattier, but because of how the animal is naturally raised, and in our case, it's raised on pecans naturally occurring in Georgia, and the animals are allowed to forage naturally.
Wow.
If you were to go to Spain for Iberian pork, the Spanish Iberian pork is raised on acorns. Now, to be able to raise the Iberian pork, you got to have a genetic license. You have to be licensed by the Spanish government to be able to raise that product on your farm. And from what I understand, we're one of five genetic license holders in the country who have approval to raise this product, and we do so in partnership with a company here called Iberian Pastures. The net result in either case is not only an animal that has been raised according to the way nature intended, but it is also raised in an environment where you're going to get the best flavor. It's best for the land in general. It's helping people. It's, we have a fairly large staff of people on the farm that work to bring all these products into the marketplace. It's providing jobs in an area of the state that was fairly poverty stricken for years.
Right.
And right now, White Oak Pastures is the biggest employer, I believe, in three counties.
Wow.
And so, you know, all these things work together. Fantastic flavor profile. Good for the environment. Good for the animals. Good for the people. It's a win-win when you put it all together. And I think if the only thing I would say is if you're looking for really lean Iberian pork, you're probably not going to find it, but the flavor profile and the way the fat itself tastes is out of this world. It is truly an exclusive top shelf product.
Let's see here. Dean Paulson asks, is there any truth that lambs will only eat grass and will not eat grains?
That's a good question. All I can really speak to is what our lamb will eat. They are not given grain. I have never seen a situation. The lamb companies I've worked for over the years, they were all grass fed, and our lamb is certainly that in that category and certified by the American Grass Fed Association. We would not allow grains, but I am not sure what the impact of a grain diet would be on the dietary system of a sheep. So that's a good question, and I wish I had a better answer for your customer. I can only speak to what we're doing.
How about how well stocked are you? There's lots of fear right now that supply chains, especially the ones that feed grocery stores, are going to become mm-hmm. you know, harder and harder to get good product. Are you seeing that on your end at all?
Well, we are having to refill some categories. Where the ranch operates, it can be tough sometimes to find good experienced people that know how to properly process animals. We've done okay with that, and we've run into some headwinds with that even recently. But it's getting better. Our stock levels are definitely going up. It's being reflected in our sales. And this is part and parcel that comes with being a ranch that's in a fairly remote part of the country.
Right.
You have to be very creative with finding your solutions. Now, when it concerns supply chain questions, I think that every e-commerce institution and every brick and mortar retail is going to be fighting some headwinds in that area, particularly over the next quarter. But what I can tell you that White Oak is doing, we have a carrier that we work with. We work with UPS. But in addition to that, for some of our one-day shipping folks, we have hired a local courier, and we're in the process of getting trucks together that we can send to a major metropolitan center like, say, Atlanta, for example, and then we'll work with the courier to get those orders out to our customers. And we launched the courier option just a few weeks back. So far, it's doing well.
Brilliant.
My wife and I had a order come to our house. We just wanted to test the courier option, see how it works. So it worked really well for us. We understand that there's going to be issues for people that are, you know, maybe 2 and 3 day shipping further out. But we are working to put resiliency straight into our own supply chain and to do that for the sake of our customers. And it's something we're working on around the clock.
And even through the summer, everything that we received was so frozen that my hands used to hurt from unloading and putting it in the freezer. Like, that's how frozen everything
yeah.
was. And that's a big deal. Years ago, we had a big company who had just launched. They advertised with us, and dozens of listeners were emailing me and saying, you know, they got their box. It's all thawed out. And, of course, that particular company did refill those orders, but they had a real problem getting things to arrive. And it wasn't even summertime. Getting things to arrive frozen, but you guys have it down pat. Mm. There's no excess hot ice to throw away. It's like everything is perfect. It makes it. It's so frozen. It's ridiculous. In fact, this last order that we received over the weekend, we got it on a Friday. Saturday morning, I went out and bought a chest freezer because I'm like, I need a chest freezer now in the garage. So we left it in the garage, and the next morning we opened it up, and it was still rock hard. It was that frozen. You know, it makes that clacking noise when the stuff hits each other. It's not like that soft, dense, you know. So you guys really have addressed a lot of the shortcomings of a lot of these other companies. You see, a lot of these other companies, they make you offers. They sound great. You ordered it. It doesn't show up on time, or it shows up and it sat on your front doorstep and it thawed out while it was out there in just hours.
Right.
And then you got to, you know, nobody has time. Then you got to get in touch with them. Then they got to reship the order. And they're kind enough, they tell you to keep that order if you want to. And most people probably just refreeze it, I would imagine. But
right.
Who needs the headache? You know?
Yep.
So you guys really have your act down really, really well. And it's wonderful.
Yeah, you know, I appreciate that. That's really a testament, I think, to both our customer service team and our shipping. We have a small warehouse on the property that the people that manage the warehouse and shipping, they work so hard. It's really incredible, in my opinion, the things they've been able to do. Like I said, being in a remote part of the state, it's going to be difficult to find answers to challenges, and challenges present themselves daily, particularly in the environment we're in. So I really appreciate you acknowledging that. These people work really, really hard, and in some cases, you know, it can be a 7-day stretch on a consistent basis when they're trying to fill orders, and they show up like soldiers and they make it happen. We've got some good people, and over the years, as White Oak has grown, just building these different parts of the business, it has been done well. I mean, I have to tip the hat to the entire team and to the owners. There's just, to me, it's amazing, you know, now getting to be a part of White Oak Pastures to see everything they've done since 1995, when the decision was made to take the ranch from being a conventional ranch to start moving in the regenerative direction.
Right.
And that was a Herculean effort, and it worked. And it just took blood, sweat, and tears to make it happen sometimes. So I'll certainly pass along your compliments. I mean, these people deserve it. They've done a great job.
Yeah, no, it's unparalleled. And I want to, for those people who haven't heard previous shows that we've done about White Oak Pastures, they have shown that they have a smaller carbon footprint. In fact, mm-hmm. it's a negative carbon footprint. And over things like growing soy and all that sort of stuff, it's a negative mm-hmm. carbon footprint. So when you hear people saying, oh, beef is destroying the planet, then maybe what we need to do is everybody needs to go and learn what they do at White Oak Pastures, because their beef and their animal livestock that they raise is not destroying the planet. If anything, it's That's actually right. consuming a lot of the greenhouse gases made by other industries. They're having a negative impact on the production of greenhouse gases. So that's impressive.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I think, you know, the way we've had it studied, we know that the way that we are managing the livestock and the land, we know that carbon is sequestering in the soil where it belongs. We've had it measured. Now, we're not scientists, but we've had a third-party scientist do the evaluations, and we're very confident in their study. And I think long-term, I would agree with you, animals aren't the problem. The problem is the way we've been farming for decades. And if we work with the cycles of nature, we will get abundance that is healthy. If we work against it, we're going to constantly be replenishing our efforts through chemical additives in the soil.
Right.
It's going to require, you know, all sorts of things to happen. If you take sheep and lamb, for example, if you take sheep and cows, for example, when you run cattle through a pasture, there's a parasite in the grass that doesn't bother the cattle, but it will bother the sheep. And so the cows consume the grasses that have that parasite on it. On the other hand, there's also a parasite in the grass that bothers the cows, but not the sheep. The sheep will come in behind it and consume those parasites. And what that means is the land is naturally fertilized as the herds move through. The parasites are removed naturally from the grasses. It means you're raising a healthier livestock. And overall, you're not, you know, inundating the farmland with thousands of pounds of chemicals every year.
Right.
Monoculture farming has had its place when the United States was growing after World War II. But now we're in a place where we need to find, private sector solutions to climate change, because I think we can do it faster than the government. I think we can do it better than the government. And I think we can do it in a way that works for all the various stakeholders involved.
Well, it's funny because those, excuse me, those people who are the most worried about climate change mm-hmm. seem to ignore something that's a bigger contributor to climate change than all of the cows on the planet. And that is the hundreds of millions of pounds of petrochemical herbicides and pesticides that are sprayed.
That's right.
That they're sprayed, they evaporate, they go up, and they cause problems with the ozone and the accumulation of greenhouse gases. And it's really funny. We know this. We've actually done shows where scientists from great land-grant universities like Washington State have come on and talked about the impact of these chemicals that we spray. And I mean, hundreds of millions of pounds of them every year. And they've shown that they contribute to greenhouse gases and to ozone damage and all this sort of stuff. And whenever we have this discussion, all they do is pick on cows. And we've also covered on this show the American diet today. And the reality is Americans eat more fruits, vegetables, and dairy than anything else. Red meat is like this little segment like this. But nobody talks about what conventional agriculture is doing when they're growing our kale and our vegetables and all that sort of stuff. Nobody talks about it. But if somebody did, people will go, wait a minute. So you're telling me that monoculture crop growth, soybeans, corn, is actually what's destroying the planet? Oh, yeah. It really is. Because don't forget, the land that cows graze on is not arable. You can't grow anything on it. Mm-hmm. Cows go up hills. They go down into valleys. Nobody's growing anything on that. That's unusable land if the cows don't use it. Mm-hmm. So it's really amazing.
Well, and you know, and I think if you were to take a look at our website, and you probably have, you'll notice on there we've got a very short video, about 30, 45 seconds long, something like that. And what it shows is the runoff after a rainstorm between White Oak Pastures property and one of our neighbors. Now, our neighbor, great, great person, make no mistake, wonderful people, but they practice monoculture linear farming. And every time you're tilling that soil and turning it over and ready to treat it with chemicals for a new crop, you're tilling your topsoil. You're releasing carbon into the upper atmosphere.
Right.
And that topsoil, every single time it rains, it's going to run into the closest rain canal.
Right.
And we have a video showing the runoff from White Oak Pastures land and the runoff from our neighbor. And it is literally night and day. On the White Oak Pastures land, the water that's coming off of the fields is clear, and that poor farmer, our neighbor, was losing hundreds, if not thousands, of pounds of topsoil in the rain, just eroding his land, and all that wash made it into the drainage canal, and you can see the two of them side by side. It's really a stark, startling reality when you take a look at it. And as long as we're trying to beat nature with technology, I think we're going to find that we're going to end up with the same results that we did in the 1920s when people were talking about lobotomies.
We've been doing this forever. Oh, baby formula is better than breast milk. Come on. We think that we're smarter than nature. That's where we get in trouble. Let's see what Natalie created here. Oh, she was talking about she put something up about struggling supply chain, struggling to meet demands as holidays approach. And she has the rising food prices also as a result of that. Real quick, one other thing I wanted to mention was, can people still get their turkey if they want it?
Yes, they can. But they are moving fast. Obviously we raise the flocks all year round, and we've seen huge sales today in that category. So we're telling people, if you didn't pre-order your turkey, you know, get in there quick. Everybody nationwide right now, including your brick and mortar retail stores, they're going to have some turkey shortages. Now, we're selling pretty much what we did last year, but we do see the demand has increased in the marketplace.
Yeah. So it's not too late. So here's the deal. If you've never ordered from White Oak Pastures, you can get 10% off by using the code SUPERHUMAN. The way to get there is shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak, WHITEOAK, all lowercase. And use that code to save an additional 10% if you're a first-time buyer. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I also want to thank you for your heroic effort to make sure that we had a turkey for the family dinner this year. I really thank him. When we say our blessings, we're going to include you guys at White Oak in that blessings, because you're feeding people, you know, and you're feeding people healthy stuff, you know, stuff that's good for them. And you're doing it in a way that honors the land, that honors the planet, you know. So you guys are two thumbs up, really. Thanks for being here, Wes.
I appreciate you guys.
Take care.
You too.
And that's it for today's show. As you know, a lot of the things we talked about during the first hour, I don't agree with 100%, but that's neither here nor there. I think many of you know that. I've gotten text messages from people while the show was going on. I'm sure that Dr. Adams is a very thoughtful and very considerate man, and he feels that this is the way to go. But diet is very individual. You may not be able to eat all the plant-based stuff that other people can. So again, this is one opinion, and you can use it if it works for you. And if it doesn't, find something else that does. And don't forget, muscle is metabolic currency. So get into the gym and make a deposit today. I am going to train after work today, so there you go. Okay, see everyone tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for being here. And please share the show. Always share the show. Thank you.